Blog Talk Radio.
My life feels still, time to get back.
great big healer of hope for a destination.
And welcome to Mega News Nation on this Tuesday night with Virgil Spragas, Russa Hood, and I do have a very special guest, Mr. Danny Krez. He's back here with us. We lost him last night due to the snowstorm where he was at, and he is calling back. And we did got some new updates we're going to bring for you about Alex Booth that we've been doing since early this morning, and got many different stories and all kinds of stuff. And we do have a very close friend of mine that we all know jumped in and was helping us out and everything. He got some different stories, and he got pissed off of what's been going on. The corruption is so deep, man, that
just quit interrupting.
Huh?
Just quit interrupting people.
But anyway. Anyway, what's going on is that this morning we found out that Alex was being held in a mental hospital. Well, later on we found out that wasn't true. He was never moved and was still in the jail. And a friend that was in there had seen Alex in there and reported this. And so we did some more digging and everything. And right now I'm going to have Daniel come in and finish up what he was trying to tell us last night. Then we got Derek Gibson, who's actually joining us right now. He's following with us on this and everything. Daniel, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, good, good. Prepared for our second snowstorm. It's supposed to hit tomorrow. So
yeah, I know. Yeah, so, I just don't get why all conflicting stories and the different scenarios and why every time you call there you get a different story. It doesn't make any sense. I met a individual that works down there today, like you said, and I seen him at the gas station, and he informed me that he's still there. He's never left the building. So I called you guys back and let you know, and that's when calls were made, and they admitted that they lied again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I listened in on the phone call that this friend made, and he had me on three-way. I listened to the whole conversation, and I was kind of shocked when the jailer said that most of the information was classified, and they couldn't give out a lot of information, but he was charged with two counts and everything, so and they wouldn't even say why. But, and on top of that, it kept getting more bizarre, more stranger as the day played out and everything. Of course, you and I both found out and everything. But I was so glad that Derek got in and jumped on board. And we're letting Langley know that, you know, we're keeping a very, very, very close eye on this and everything.
Absolutely.
So we're not going to go away anywhere. Virgil's not going to go away. Russell's not going to go away. So, you know. And everything. So, Russell, Virgil, do you have anything you want to ask?
No, just let us know everything that's going on. Go ahead, continue. Russell, you got anything?
Well, yes. Nobody's answered my question yet of the guests that we've had on here. And how did this start? What is the backstory on that?
Well,
why
we have
this
three.
Guy? Who is
Go ahead,
he?
Dad, and tell it.
I don't know how it started. That's the whole thing. My whole point is I was sleeping when it went on. So I don't know I wasn't really sleeping, but I was sleeping when it all transpired, and then I got the text. I didn't know what was going on. I came into play after the standoff, after he was already arrested. So I don't know what happened, because the sheriff's department has put out so many official statements, but then they delete them and they retract them and they say something completely different. So I don't know. The person that would know is Alex and the guy who said he heard a gunshot, who originally approached the house and then called for backup. Those are the only two people that would know what really happened there that day.
I mean, we found out the truth behind that story today as well. We found out that was false, you know, with a gunshot.
That was what?
Because that the gunshots that were heard was false because of the eyewitnesses.
Right, exactly.
You know, and everything. So and then we had Mr. Gibson jump in and was helping out. Hello, Derek. How you doing, brother? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joseph, everybody. This is Gibson here.
So, but I tell you, you know, this is getting deeper and deeper, and everything on how this is playing out, and the cover-ups, you know, and everything, and it's like this certain friend told us, this goes so deep that we got to cover our tracks, so to speak, with what we say. But we're not going to let
what
it go.
What I don't understand is, what does classified mean at this point? What does that mean?
Classified is self-explanatory, so you can look into that on your own there. This guy is post-military. You put your meaning to that.
Okay.
But he's taken care of. He won't have any issues, none that I know of. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it today and found out what's actually happening. I heard y'all mention you don't know what started. I don't have a clue what started. I read the same thing y'all read about the hearing of the gunshot. But the charges, he's not charged with anything to do with what happened that particular day. Those are old charges that they already had a warrant out for him for. So those are the charges that is on him now. That's something that happened previous. I didn't want to arrest him for. So it's no new charges. Those are charges he was already wanted by the police department, sheriff's department.
Okay. So yeah, that's my whole stance on the matter is, now I don't care what happened to what started that standoff. I mean, obviously it was a big to do for everybody. My concern is what they've done to this man afterwards. They've stated that he has mental health risk. He's PTSD. He's got mental health issues. Well, they didn't treat him as such, because you wouldn't arrest him, set bail on him, let him make bail, arrest him again, let him make bail, then drag him to the hospital, and then the hospital wouldn't take him, and then you call him right back in the very next morning and throw him back in jail again. How is
correct.
That helping this man if he's in distress?
Right,
if he wasn't
right.
in distress before, he is now, that's for sure.
It's a
right.
standing
well,
mystery.
Well, I saw he found out this mystery. Morning he never was in the hospital. That was confirmed.
Right. Right. Correct. He's not left the facility at all since he's been there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would like to know what the exact specific charges are. Because if this man is not charged with a capital crime, such as murder, manslaughter, or aggravated kidnapping, he has the right to make bond.
Exactly.
Now,
what are exactly
the charges? I mean, is it jaywalking, spitting on the sidewalk? Did he flash a school bus full of Catholic nuns? What's going on here?
Well, here's what we found out. This is what me and Daniel found out. Daniel found this out. Right. And Daniel found this out.
Let them talk. Let them talk. They're the ones that's got the information. Let them talk.
Go ahead.
Like I was saying, on some charges, you have to go before the judge and let the judge set a bond. Sometimes the bailiff or whoever can set a bond, working the sheriff's in the prison. If it's on the paperwork, they can say, but we don't know the circumstances, so we don't know why.
Okay.
See the judge.
You have to be given a bond hearing within 72 hours. It's been well over 72 hours. What
correct.
Is this man charged with? What is he charged with, Mr. Gibson? And you being a political candidate, you having access to the media and everything else, sir, you need to march up to that jail. And you need to go Al Sharpton on him about this.
I'm not
going to
do Al Sharpton, but I'm definitely going to visit.
Well, look, sir, I'm serious. This is becoming a dangerous situation here.
Mm-hmm.
This is becoming a dangerous situation. Here you have a person that's locked up. Hold up, Joseph. Here you have a person that's being locked up and incarcerated, and they're failing to give him a legitimate reason of it. Now you have Virginia pulling all their BS with these anti-gun laws and everything. And this is right in your backyard. This is getting ready to blow up. Trust me, this is getting, I'm talking to people, this is getting ready to blow up.
This is the miracle we live in.
Me and Derek talked to an individual. I'm not going to mention any names, so we promise we wouldn't do so. But they are going to get a surprise visit. That's jail. I can tell you that much.
Well,
so, you know,
that will probably help because nobody's heard from him. He has not made any phone calls. He's not been allowed any visitors. I just don't know why they're trying to keep him silent and under wraps and not allowed to have any contact with outside.
Mm-hmm.
There's something underlying there with that. So I just don't know. I don't think any kind of violence or anything is going to help the matter or threats or anything else at this point, and I don't even want to be a part of that. I just want the kid's safety ensured that he's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me answer that with this. Okay, and I'm with you on that. But there comes a time when the people who are entrusted by the people to enforce the laws are violating the laws. Who do you determine is the criminal?
I said that earlier. I said that earlier, didn't I? That's a good question.
Did I say that earlier, Daniel?
You did. That is a good question. I don't want to point any fingers because I don't know who's in charge here and who's calling the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's the DA or the sheriff's department, I have no idea who's calling the shots down there.
It's definitely not the sheriff's department. It's in the DA. It's in the hands of the DA. It has nothing to do with the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department is just the retainer. They hold the people. That's it. Once they're arrested, the police arrest them, bring them to the jail, sheriff's department, or whatever. It's up to the DA to go through the charges, go over the charges, add additional charges, take charges away. That's how the system works. But my understanding is this young man been in trouble before, and he already had a previous warrant out for his arrest. That's what it was. I don't know what he initiated.
Well, how? Okay. If that is the case, Derek, if that is the case, let us know how old these charges are. Are these Class A misdemeanors? Are they Class A felonies or what have you? I mean, if he's had warrants out for him for 6 months to a year, how come the U.S. Marshals haven't picked him up yet? I mean, that's automatic. If you have a fugitive for 6 months to a year that you can't find, automatically you have to turn that over to the U.S. Marshals office now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of questions that deserve a lot of legitimate answers. And like I said, this is a dangerous situation. You have people that have limited understanding, they're hotheads, and they see this as a threat because if they can do this to this man, then they can do this to you, me, or anybody else.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was done. You're right. No. But we won't get into that right now. I can put some answers to those questions right there because when we bonded him out, the bonds lady called down there and said, "Do you have any?" She wanted to know the status of Alexander J. Booth, and they said, "Okay, let me pull it up." And he was like, "What would you like to know? What's his bond?" Because we had it in our minds it was $10,000 because that's what they had listed. Now when we find out it's $20,000. We had to back up and go get more money, blah, blah, blah. So she asked him, is there any other wants or warrants out for him? They said, no. The only thing that's in this computer is his burglary charge. There's nothing else. Now, we bonded him out. As soon as the judge signed the bond, there was another warrant activated for him for the menacing charge, which is up until a few days ago, that's what it was listed in the computer as what he was being charged with. So there was no prior charges in that computer. If there is now, that they put them there. You know, it's just the bonds lady will sign an affidavit. She would have to because we were all sitting there. There was three of us in the office on a conference call. And I was just in communications with her because the Putnam County Sheriff's Department said her paperwork was in defect. I thought that was maybe why they revoked the second bond and put him back into jail because if that's what they remanded him to jail for was menacing.
Wow.
And he's already been bonded out on that charge.
That's something.
Up until 2 days ago, that was what was listed in the computer as his charges and why he was being held. Now it says he's not in the facility in the computer. If you go on that bind link of theirs, their facility website, it says he's not in custody. And he was released on December 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what the computer says.
Correct. That's right.
So and what is all the games about? Why has the computer been changed 5, 6, 7 times with his status in the last couple of days?
It should have been updated already, but I don't know what's going on in that particular county here. I'm not very familiar with I am familiar with a few of the people that work there, but I'm not very familiar with Westchester County. I was up there during that particular time when that incident went on. I was right there in Westchester.
I appreciated all Derek's help that he helped us with today because he found out some pertinent information and it eased my mind a little bit. And everybody else is worried about this guy because we've been down there trying to see him and they're saying he's not there.
I gave a conflicting information also, you know, and that's until later, and I was told the true information, you know, that's I don't. Yeah, see that right there. But anyway, we're going to be checking up on him and making sure, do a welfare check on him, make sure everything is okay. But I want to go deeper into his charges and find out what's behind those charges, how long the charges have been there. And I'm going to find out what initiated that call to his home. I'm going to find out. I heard about the gunshots and all that, but that's taken down. So I don't know. I'll try to find out the information there for you.
Yeah, I mean, they said it was first it was a gunshot, then they were there for something else, and then they spun it after the thing got way out of control and there was people showing up and people calling in and flooding their systems. Then he magically was wanted for domestic violence.
Somebody's trying to clean something up to justify something. That's exactly what it sounds like to me.
Right. So when they threw that domestic violence out there, you know, everybody just automatically assumed it's wife beating. You know, that's the first thing that comes to mind when it's domestic violence. So that kind of just that threw everything way out of whack, and then it divided everybody right down the middle.
And we got confirmation on that was true, huh? That she didn't call. We got confirmation that she didn't call.
Yeah, I talked to those Lone Star gun rights people, and he was telling me he talked to her, and she confirmed the police's story. I'm like, which police story? He's like, well, I can't divulge that information, but he blah, blah, blah. Now, my friend is a friend of hers, and he has texts from her stating that what the police have said about him is untrue. And I'm not going to divulge his name until need be, because it doesn't need to be right this second until we find out exactly what's going on so we can contest it. And everybody knows as well as I do, whatever is going on in that family court, that is sealed. Nobody will ever be able to look at that information, ever. The criminal charge is attached to it, which there doesn't seem to be because there was never anything in the computer until right after that standoff, and they put in burglary.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I mean, we were sitting right there when the guy said it. I mean, I don't think the bondsman's going to lie. The bonds lady, she does this for a living. That's her livelihood. I don't think she's going to lie for somebody she doesn't know. And we'd have to find out who was on at that particular time at 2 o'clock on the 26th. I think we called in at 2:10 or something like that it was. I'd have to check my phone because I had just texted somebody else when we called. So I really don't know what to do here. That's why I got in touch with you guys, because you know better than me. I've never had to do any of this before. You guys have been doing it for years.
Well, we've been doing our detective work today. That's for sure, trying to get to it, you know, and everything. So. But, you know, the other thing we've learned, too, is that, you know, this morning they flat out lied, and then they got caught during the second call because I was in on this phone call when the officer admitted that he was, you know, he was there at the police station, that he was, he never left.
Yeah.
I mean,
why
you know,
would he do that, though?
And that person that I was on the phone with, he was more pissed than I was.
I hear you, and but the, why would they do that? It makes no sense. For what?
Right.
I just don't.
It's hard, for the general public to get any kind of information that is 100%. You just know that it's hard. It'd be very vague. It's gonna be very vague about anything when you're talking to just a regular citizen. So. Mm-hmm.
It's not a very busy jail. They have 126 beds. I believe there's 43 people in filling beds right now. So they're not even half capacity. So, and they're on full staff. So I don't think they're that busy down there. You'd be making mistakes like that.
Now, Virgil Roosevelt, you got any more questions you want to ask?
It's something going on behind the scenes that I don't know about. But
I hear you.
Why it's a little confusing, but. I think it'll work itself out there. Everything will be fine.
I hope so because, you know, we'd like to be in contact with the kids. Like I said, there's only like maybe a handful of people that he would even try to contact because he doesn't, you know, and he's not made one phone call. We put money on his account down here. You can check the account. There's no phone calls from me. So why is he, you know, not allowed to have any contact with the outside world?
There's no
reason for that.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into conspiracy and stuff like that, but it's things that's going on. It's things that are being put in place for a reason.
Okay.
I think the young man will be just fine.
I hope so.
Actually, I'm
going to
go down and
visit. Mr. Gibson, with all due respect, we don't want to think that the old boy is going to be fine. We want to know it.
Yeah.
That's right. Well,
because he hasn't been up to this point, that's for sure.
100%.
100%.
I could barely hear you, Mr. Gibson. I'm 20 minutes away from him, so I'm going to go down, and I'm going to put my eyes on him, maybe. What's going on? See what's happening. I can go down and go in and they'll let me talk to him. So we'll see what's happening. And I will update y'all on that.
Okay.
So,
I don't
know.
The only thing I know so far just they said it was previous charges. So I don't know what happened, you know, just previous charges, all that stuff.
Yeah, because they said it was classified, so they can't release it.
Yeah, I'd like to. How do you get a hold of their? I don't know. I don't know if that's even available. If you
how get
a
hold
their,
of what?
The logs on when they enter charges in there. That's that would help everybody's mind a lot too on that.
Yes, yeah, it takes a subpoena to get that. You just can't walk in there. You guys don't have to take a subpoena to get that.
I know. That's what I originally said. I don't know how you would go about doing that, but that would prove to a lot of people a lot of things.
You know what this reminds me of, Russell? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when those three civil rights workers turned up missing in Mississippi.
Yeah, man, that was.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you're showing your age now.
It's that same smell.
Same scenario.
Yep. Very much so.
I hope he doesn't come up missing. I can tell you that.
Well, they know we're watching him very close. I mean, they know that for sure. You know,
They have a lot of people in position that's watching. They know that.
Yeah, and once they get that visit from that secret friend of ours. Once they get that secret visit from that friend of ours, then they'll really know.
Yeah, because that's why I've been so vigilant upon this case, because I know how that the system works. They want to get you in there and they bury you and they make your life, you know, you just the only thing that's on your mind is getting out. So then that's when they'll cut some crazy deal with you and you're shining your life away just to get out.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's a trap.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a trap.
Yep.
I mean, if you go on Putnam County website, you'll see how many lawsuits of guys that have been exonerated and freed from jail and just here in the last couple of years. I mean, they have probably $50 million in lawsuits they've paid out in the last 10 years.
Now, hang on, something that didn't make any sense, because there's no such thing as classified charges. If you are charged in a court of law, that becomes public information immediately. You can pull it up anywhere online.
Exactly. It's in the local paper. It's in the It's in the Daily Bugle. It's in the
He's just a classified inmate.
You have it in your town banner, your town newspaper. Such and such was arrested, charged, bond set, failure to appear. All of that. They have that in what's called the legal notices of the paper.
Yeah, correct.
The only time I've ever heard anybody being classified or unclassified in jail is when they first get in there and they classify you due to your crime and your history. To place you within the jail. That's the only time I've heard about classified and unclassified on inmates. My father was a prison guard for 20-something years. That's the only time I've ever heard
Even when they arrested Sammy the Bull Romano when he testified against John Gotti, it was in the paper what he was charged with. The only thing they didn't tell people was where he was held at. He was being held at a military base for his protection.
Well, you know, you got an open record, so you can get all that information.
This ain't no Sammy Gravano case. This is I don't know what you would call this thing. It's definitely a constitutional rights violation all over the place, that's for sure.
I tell you, you know, we got to get ready for what's getting ready to happen. I mean, look at Virginia. We're going to talk about that tonight. There's a lot of things coming out, you know, that they're getting ready to pass these ridiculous laws where they're going to make the militias and the terrorists, the people that are gun-trained camps and stuff, they're going to ban those and mark them as felons.
Yeah, they don't want any more defense courses or anything like martial arts or any of that.
Just reading where they're going to try to outlaw karate schools.
Yeah, I read that myself. I don't know how true it is, but
you know.
With that governor they elected,
I wouldn't put it past him. I wouldn't put it past that trashy bastard.
Well, that's like Bergen said, guys. He said this last week, and he said this quite often. Virginia is ground zero. I can see it. I see a plan today. They are going to be ground zero.
Well, at least it's warm down there.
I'm going to say, Clump, there's nothing shorter than a revolution going to straighten this country out.
All right.
I am with you all day on that statement, that's for sure. We are well overdue.
You can't say revolution anymore. That's a terrorist word. We've changed it to boogaloo. We changed it to boogaloo.
Wiki Tango Hot Dog. I never even heard that word until that night of that standoff thing there, or whatever. Not even a standoff. I don't know what you call that. It was like a complete shit show. I mean,
what boggles my mind on that, Daniel, is that the guy had no guns, no weapons.
Nothing.
No, he didn't.
You know that?
All the false information that came out that he did, you know.
Well, you know, there's so many stories with the ex-wife supposedly called on him. They heard a gunshot. His military buddy called on him. Then it was, you know, no, we're here for domestic violence. And it's just like, what is there to believe? That's why I don't ever, I've told everybody, I don't want to hypothesize on all of that. My problem is what they've done after the arrest. It just makes no sense. He was arrested. There was an incident. You set a bail. Your people come down and get you out. Mm-hmm. You don't split two or three bales on one incident. That never happens, ever. It's one incident, one bale. You don't set three different bales on one incident. That just doesn't make any sense. That doesn't happen in New York State. I mean, if you do three incidents in one day in three different towns, yeah, then you're going to get three different arraignments and three different bonds or bails. But mm-hmm. one location, one incident, one bail. Not three.
And 18 different stories.
At least 18 different stories. There's official stories from the sheriff's department. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, we might have had the same people call in on him that's testifying at the impeachment hearings.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. So, I mean, I don't know what we do. Where do we go from here? I mean, we have some sort of a game plan. So, people are going to check on him tomorrow for a welfare check, I imagine, or whenever in the next couple of days. Sooner the better, I would hope. Like I said, you know, they may have told you he's there and he may not be there, but from what I heard, he's still there. That's from somebody, an employee that works there.
Well, from the phone conversation that I had with his friend listening in on the phone, he's there.
All right, good. No, I heard he's fine. He's fine. And everything is good with him. He's not on any kind of psychological watch. He's bright and milling around with everybody else down there. He's not under constant watch or anything else. So I don't know why they keep playing that role. Why would they say he's in the hospital if he's not in the hospital? I mean, that just doesn't make any sense why they keep telling all these stories.
That's why he should be. He should be in jail.
It's crazy.
Because he definitely has an issue that needs to be dealt with. So jail is not going to do it. It's going to make it worse.
No,
I mean, he should be in the hospital. I don't understand why he's in the jail. It makes no sense.
I don't either. You know, I don't know how that helps him.
Just got to keep trying for him, you know.
How that happens. Okay. Yeah, I can't stay on this phone too long anyway because I have to go somewhere. I have to pick somebody up, so.
Alrighty. Well, brother, keep in touch. You got my personal number and everything. If you get a hold of me and everything. And like I said, when they get that surprise unofficial visit from the FBI, they'll know. They're going to be in for a shock.
I'm sure they'll lie to them, too.
Yep.
You know, go ahead.
All right, brothers. You be safe and be careful of this weather.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
Good night,
gentlemen.
Too.
Have a good night.
Good night, brother.
Good night. Wow. So, anyway, you know, just goes to show you this could happen to anybody. It could happen to me, Virgil, Russell, Derek, anybody. You know, man. And stuff. And the thing is that, you know, people like us, we're on top of this, trying to make, hoping we can make people more aware of this. This is why we're doing this. But I want to expose what's going on, too. And I am going to expose it one way or the other.
Well, I don't know what the hell is going on yet, but I'm going to tell you right now, my humble opinion, something stinks real bad. I'm not throwing my money on either horse right now because there's way too much out of whack here for anybody to make any kind of logical decision at this point.
I'm worried that they beat the living shit out of him. That's what I'm worried about. They probably beat him half to death and they're trying to keep him out the public eye.
Could be. Who knows?
Awesome, Bill.
You know.
Possibility, you never know until you put your eyes on a person. So, you know, you got to wait for confirmation on that and before you go any further, you know, with something like that.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
This is Dan and I'm still here. I will highly doubt that they did that in that jail down there, because I know a lot of them guys, and they're not going to allow that down there. That's not going to happen. So that's the last thing. That's the furthest thing from my mind that happened to them. I will guarantee that those guards down there didn't do that.
Yeah.
They would allow.
Well, it's a long ride from where you were arrested to the jailhouse.
Well,
a lot can happen.
Yeah, that's a different story. But I will definitely, 100% say those guys aren't about doing that down there. That's not what their gig is. They're there to do their job and go home. They're not there to beat people up.
Daniel, do they have visitation days or any day of fine to visit?
Say what?
Do they have visitation days or a person can go in?
Yeah, they have visitation days. We've been there on visitation days, and they refused for a few to let us go in. One day they said that he's not in the facility, he's no longer here, and then somebody went down Somebody went down 3 hours later on the next visitation, and they said, oh, he's not taking visitors anymore. He's not taking visitors. His visiting time is up. So in one day, they gave two different stories.
It don't sound good. None of it sound good. None of it's
passed. No, it doesn't.
Well, has anyone made contact with this boy's mother or father? Are they still alive?
The father, I don't want to get into his family history over the airwaves, but both his family, his parents are not in his life. You know, there's some issues there. He went into the military young. That's his family. The military's his family. And and the friends he can count on one hand that, you know, he knows that are there for him at all times.
Mm-hmm.
The family he's got are the family that's out there fighting for him right now. Because there's a couple other people out there that are, they are very worried about what's going on here, as am I. But as far as his welfare down there with those guys, I don't know what happened on the way there, whatever, but I know while he's there, there's nothing going to happen to him as physical-wise. I mean, obviously, he's got some serious legal issues right now going on, but physically, he's fine down there.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But the problem is, why won't they let anybody talk to him? They don't want him talking to the outside public for some reason.
That's why
not made a phone call.
That's why they classified.
I know, you keep saying that, but I've never, ever heard that in a state charge before. Never heard anybody.
It's a lot of things you're gonna hear of. It's a lot of stuff going on. The government is sneaking stuff in while you sleep. It's a lot of things changing that you're unaware of, and it's a lot of stuff in law enforcement that some circumstances cause for certain things to be done in certain circumstances.
Right.
Unless you know that, you'll be surprised.
That's like our friend told us too today, Derek and Daniel, is that this corruption is so deep, we got to be very careful because we can't endanger him as well. You know,
so, I mean, he's classified now. Why wasn't he classified last week when they arrested him?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Yeah.
A lot of it doesn't make any sense. We need to get to the bottom of it. Hopefully, you guys can do that because you're more up on how to make these people tell the truth than I am. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna go because I have to go.
All right, Daniel, you be safe. And be careful.
All right, appreciate you being on the show.
You guys got my numbers and contact. So anything you need, let me know. Have a good night.
So once the Fed check in on him, we'll know exactly what's going on. It don't matter, classified or not. Once the Fed go there, you know, go there and go in and be able to speak with him and make sure everything is fine.
Well, Derek, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if it comes on the news that somebody done took matters into their own hands behind this. I mean,
nothing
you know, this,
me at all.
This is flicking matches at a powder keg. Yeah,
serious
business. You have some people out there that they're basically good people, but they have a bad understanding, and they're reactionary, and they're hotheads. This can get out of hand very quickly.
Yep. Actually, Virgil, Patricia was saying that same exact thing this morning, what you just said.
So, you know, we're living in these times now, where you have to take it every moment by moment. Everything's explosive. You know, you really just don't know now.
Yep.
So much darkness. Yep. It's so much darkness. It's hard to shed light on it sometimes.
Right. And no, my main worry is, you know, once they do what they're going to do to Virginia and everything, the rest is going to fall into play, because they're going to try to do this red flag law thing here in New Mexico on next Tuesday and everything, and other things. But what concerns me the most is, you know, what's it going to take to get everybody's ass to wake up to go after and do something? Virgil says this, I says this, and Russell said this. What y'all going
to
do?
It's going to take the gun grab that they're trying to put in place to wake up. They're waking up in Virginia now. They're waking up right now.
You'll have a few people in Virginia that'll voluntarily turn this stuff in, but I'm going to tell you this right now. You're not gonna disarm a bunch of hillbilly boys in Virginia. They're gonna get all wound up, they're gonna get all drunk up on that shine, and some people are gonna get shot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what I know. I know these people.
And you're not gonna take nothing from the black guys. So that's over.
Right.
It'll be war first. Because, you know, I'm a black man, and the black man's mentality is, you had black people in slavery one time, you won't get that chance again. So black man is not giving up his
Well, Derek, Derek, y'all stabbing and shooting each other up over Popeye's chicken sandwiches, so I can just imagine what they're going to do behind this.
Exactly. So I take a gun.
I haven't seen Popeye's on the news a lot lately. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, well, they accomplish what they want to accomplish, and they done brought Chick-fil-A down to their standards, so they good.
Yep. So, but here's the thing with Virginia, you know, we were saying last night on the show that, you know, something's fixing to come down to Virginia, and this is what it is. I mean, they're going to try to pass these laws, which will pass. And, I mean, come on, making martial arts against the law, considering it as a terrorist act.
Foolish. That'll never stand. It's foolish. And these gun laws are not going to stand, you know.
Like I said,
we are tumbling to a revolution. I'm telling you, we're running faster and faster to a revolution. It's time for it. It's been, look how long it's been. It's time. You know, it's just time for it again. Yeah.
Well, that's a certain working. I was just now reading this article where 45 people just got red flagged down there.
Yeah.
Today.
Wow. People gonna do. They're going to do that today. Angry with you, mad with you. They're going to call, and they're going to do all kind of stuff.
Yep. But it's like I told you earlier, brother.
Well, y'all think this is something. Y'all should have been down in New Orleans, Plaquemines, and St. Bernard Parish after Katrina. And y'all should have seen what they did.
That's why Louisiana,
we demanded that they pass laws in this where they can never do that again.
No, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But I tell you, you know, it's I can feel, you can feel the tension, man. The tension is so tight right now. Oof. Even I can feel it when I'm out there. You know?
Yeah.
They beat a 67-year-old woman. A 67-year-old woman broke her ribs, put her in a concussion and everything else because she didn't want to leave her home, and she had a little one of the cheapest made 22 caliber revolver pistols in her hand. She brought it out. She held it in her hand. She showed it. I've got protection. I don't need y'all. And they grabbed her and slammed her to the ground.
They got some of you discretion.
So, but you know, but with upcoming elections, Derek, how's everything going down there on that? I mean, I've been trying to keep up on you and your lieutenant governor and everything, and it looks like it's going pretty good from what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, we're moving pretty good. In January, we're going to start an all-out campaign. In January, we've just been just filling it through, getting things set in place, getting the brochures, flyers, everything made up so we can go around and speak at different places. We're going to visit every city and state. I mean, every city and town in the state of New York. So we plan on doing something huge because this guy has got to be unseated, the so-called King Cuomo. He has to be unseated because we don't have term limits. This guy has got to go. He's irresponsible. The guy's so far left. He went even further left when he sent you Nixon.
Well, what do you think about the chief of police in Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. I did a little reading on that today, man. It's a lot going on. It's a lot going on, brother. Yeah. I don't know. It's a lot amongst. It's a lot of war between our law enforcement, our city leaders. It just, it's chaos everywhere, man. It's confusion everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like I said, the tension is so thick, you can almost cut it with a knife, you know?
Yeah.
So, and we're in December, and I don't know. I still don't think we're going to make 2020. We might, but it's going to be barely, you know?
Yeah.
So
those red flag laws, man, that's some controversial stuff, you know, because it takes your due process away. You know, people, you don't even know if somebody done reported. You don't even know. Here comes the police want to take your gun. It's too controversial. That's something that needs to go away.
It's
crazy.
Wow.
That's where I got a fault, and Russell's gonna agree with me. I know you're not, Derek, but that's where I'm gonna have to fault President Trump with that press conference with "Can we take the guns first?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I looked at that too.
You know, that was a bad move on his part. That was a very, very bad move.
I agree with you on that.
So, well, here's the thing is that he's getting a little taste of the red flag law with what the Democrats are pitting him through with this impeachment with no due process, you know, and everything. So, but we already know once it goes to the Senate, it's not going to go through, but I mean, you know, it's three-ring circus.
I want to ask you guys something. Have you ever heard of a movie? It's not well advertised. It's not a major movie, but a movie called The Reliant.
No, I haven't.
No.
Well, I saw some previews on this, and I ordered it off of eBay. Didn't cost that much, and UPS brought it to me today. And I watched it, and I'm going to order about 10 more copies of these things, and I'm going to mail them out because it is a very, very good movie, and it hits home. It really, really hits home. Russell, you're going to love it. You're going to love it once I send it to you, brother. You and y'all are going to love it. And I'm going to send this out. I'm not going to go through any details of the movie or anything, but it hits home. It basically describes the Reliant. R-E-L-I-A-N-T.
Are you there?
And, yeah. Okay, and I'm not going to give any details of it. I'm going to get this movie, and I'm going to send it to a couple of people. And I want y'all to watch this movie, and it's informative, but it's scary. It's very scary because it's very realistic. It's very, very, very realistic. And I can see why the movie, once I watched it, I can see why it was suppressed, that it wasn't given the recognition that it deserved to get. And I mean, it's going to hit home. It's going to hit home. It's going to make you think. So I'm going to order some as soon as I get off the show. I'm going to get back on eBay, and I'm going to see how many copies I can order. And I'm going to get some addresses, and I'm going to mail them out to some people. So, and I want to, you know, and I want y'all to watch this. And your jaw is going to drop. I'm telling you, your jaw is going to drop. There's no nudity. There's no cursing in it. No foul language or anything. And it's a damn good movie. And it's going to hit home with you.
All right. But anyhow, hey, we got to go on a break in a minute. Do you guys want to continue, or do you want to go off a little bit early? Or
I'm going to have to go off about that.
All right, Derek. Well, keep in touch with me.
Up to you, Russell.
To...
Up to you, Gunny. Up to you, Gunny.
Yeah. I think I'm not cooked, man. I got to get up at 2:03.
All right.
Okay.
He's got to meet his secret girlfriend. So anyway, well, I tell you what, we'll be back Thursday night, and as we get more reports on Alex and everything, we'll keep you all up to date and stuff. So y'all keep in touch, and y'all have a safe week and everything, and hopefully we're still around. So, but anyway, Derek,
keep
warm up there in New York, and
Russell, PM me your address so I can send that to you.
All right. I'll do that.
Once I get it in.
All righty.
All right, everybody. We're going to go ahead and sign off a little early. We thank you for joining the show, and we would like your input and stuff later on. So you can comment me on Facebook or comment me on our blog over here on Blog Talk Radio and everything. And we look forward to coming back Thursday night, same time, same channel. So you all have a good week.
Good night. Good night, America.
Good night, everyone.
No good, and he's crazy as a loon. He goes to work in the morning.